Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear it, folks, out here as we are live out here in Humble. A good time being had out here. This bar is starting to fill up. I've been told, man, I need to make sure just using people's first names. We're getting these last names
You're
out here, man.
You're always pushing the envelope, man.
I am pushing it, man. Sometimes you don't believe that's a real last name, but that is a real last name. And just put people's names out there.
Just add Wesley to the list of people that you done pissed off, man. Get something about, man. You got a real knack for pissing people off.
Got confronted. I don't think Wesley was pissed, but he did confront me. Hey, man, you got to get on my last name out there. No, man, it's a good time out here. Coming up, as soon as this segment ends, we will have our final giveaway. If you have not put your name in our raffle box, you can still do that right now as soon as this segment ends. And after Clint tells you a little bit about them Blue Mountains, we will hook somebody up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's coming up as soon as this segment ends. So if you have not filled your name out, put it in there. You might have a chance to walk away a winner. All right. I put this out there to the people, and I'm seeing some people coming up on the text line. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. What's your realistic fair expectation for this game on Sunday? Right, like now I think we're getting some better news. I think, as Clint said, he said 50-50. They've listed Nico Collins as questionable. He may play, so that obviously helps the team. There is no Will Anderson. That is a tough trade-off, as he has been this team's best defensive player. But listen, I'm not going to lie to you. The Detroit Lions have been playing as the most impressive team in football. They don't just try to win; they try to beat the brakes off you. All right, they had the Cowboys on the ropes. I don't know why they were so pissed off at them, but they start trying to throw touchdowns to their tackles. They start trying to throw plays to their guards and stuff, man. So they try to embarrass teams, and they know they're going to be on the national stage on Sunday night. So you would think they're going to play their normal game. So what are your fair expectations, for this game for the Texans against the Lions?
Look, I expect it to be a one-score game in the fourth quarter and the Texans to have a chance.
That's your expectation?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. One-score game with the –
my expectations for the Texans have not fallen to the point where I expect it to be a skull dragon.
I'm not saying I expect it to be Minnesota.
At the end of the day, I expect this organization to make the necessary changes to protect the quarterback better than they have. C.J. Stroud has shown the ability to move the ball and score points even when he's not being protected, when he's getting a hell beat out of him, when we can see that he's got happy feet because he's been getting hit so much. He's still able to go score points. I expect them, given what we've seen for – 4 or 5 weeks now. I expect them to make the adjustments. I expect C.J. Stroud to continue to play well. If Nico Collins comes back, then I really expect the quick game and the screen game to return. And I expect this to be a defensive football game. I think our defense is one of the best defenses in the league. With or without their top players, and they've got a couple of key players coming back. I know Will Anderson is out, but they do have a couple of key players coming back. So I expect the defense to play big and give the offense a chance to score points.
For me, this feels like the Packers game where they were shorthanded in that game, and it was like, hey, you're going on the road to Lambeau. This is a tough one. Can you just stay in the game? Can you compete? And I think we're kind of in the same thought. Can you compete? Can this game be closer to the game that they played against the Packers and not closer to the game they played against the Vikings? Right? Like, because you could see how that could get there. Yeah, right? And that's to me. Because if they could, like, to me, a big thing is if the defense, you just brought up the defense, if the Texans defense, which right now we got to look at it and say, this is a run the football, play good defense type of team right now. Basically, what they have shown us, and it is hard for me to say that with C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins and Tank Dell and all them on this team, but right now with their offensive line, it feels like that's the best path for them is to run the football and play through their defense. This will be a good measurement to see if their defense is good enough for them to play through. If they can keep the Lions down and keep this game a game with their defense, I think that's a real sign, not just for Sunday, but a sign for the rest of the way.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair. I think the Green Bay Packer game you mentioned is exactly what is kind of the game I described. Is you've got to find a way to.
Yep, they got three turnovers in that game.
Well, whether it's either turn the football over or it's Danielle Hunter's is to me is the X factor in this game. With no Will Anderson, he's got to change the game. Whether it's a sack fumble or it's a sack early in the game to swing field position, whatever it may be, like there has to be multiple moments in this game where Danielle Hunter actually changes the game and the defense obviously has to help the offense and because look they're just right now they're not in rhythm and they're not going to be able to score 24 plus points if they're having to go 70, 80 yards to do it every game. So I mean every drive.
That needs some help. Yep.
It's going to be a defensively driven game and if they're going to be in it, it's going to be a defensive driven game and I think Danielle Hunter's got to be that X factor on that side of the football.
People here on the text line coming through. First text from Ocho: realistic, fair expectations, a thorough, natural ass whipping given by the Lions. Also next, realistically, the Lions win 42-17. Someone else coming through, Texans 35, Lions 31. Final score, Nico, a couple of touchdowns, over 130 yards. Jerry Hughes gets a sack fumble. Real specific.
Jerry Hughes, too.
Jerry.
Look, this is, you know, this organization has I mean, literally thrown in our face these one-score game stuff, right? I mean, it's a one-score game. We win more one-score games than we lose. And one-score game this, it's the most important thing, and it's always going to end up that way. And good team. Okay, this is a time when I'll accept that. When you play the best teams in the league, when you get into the playoffs, yes, you play to a one-score game. And then when you got a guy like Kaimi Fairbairn who can kick a 60-plus yard field goal, you win that one-score game. Or you tie it up late and you win in overtime. When you got C.J. Stroud and a guy like Nico Collins and even Joe Mixon who's running the ball as well as anybody in the league, maybe not named Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, but running the ball really, really well, you can – if you just put yourself in a position to have a one-score game, you got a real shot. This is a game where I will accept that. Not the Colts, not the Titans. Not the Jaguars. I don't want to hear that one-score game crap against those guys. But when you're talking about some of the best teams in football, then we can talk about one-score games. That's what I expect this to be in the fourth quarter. And if that's the case, I like our guys. I like our guys to go make a play and potentially win this thing.
Well, that is – if they do keep it in a one-score game, if they do keep it close, if it's close in the fourth quarter, God, I can't believe saying it. You could see it you can see an advantage with the Texans. They seem to comfortably play in tight games. The Lions have not played in a lot of tight games. The Lions have had big leads here. They've blown out a lot of teams here of late. They just blew out the Titans. They blew out the Cowboys. I don't know who they played. They were pretty comfortable with the Packers last week on the road. So the Texans are comfortable, and they seem to find a way to make the right plays late if they can keep it close. That's if they can keep it close.
If you can make it a game where clutch matters, I like the Texans. Because, the Neil Hunter making a big play, like I mentioned, you know, they've found a way as a unit, even with guys injured, to make plays late, to give the offense multiple opportunities in one-score games to go down and win it or tie it. They've been that team. So I don't know – we haven't – with the exception of the Minnesota game, that we haven't had a reason to really believe that they're just going to get ran through like mess through a goose. So I think if we can get that to that point, the defense will stand up.
All right, what's this game going to look like? Coming up, crowd-wise, we'll discuss that. And the path for the Texans to get a W in this game, this big game coming up Sunday night against the Lions. We'll continue that as we are live on a Football Friday right here on The Drive.
All right. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.